to mention that the average Christian will never see. So as you spend time searching and seeking and knocking and asking for to be bathed in my glory, I begin to reveal myself in another realm that the average person will never see. Seem like nothing is happening when you're seeking my faith, because emotion and feeling try to take over. But press, be persistent, yield. There is another realm. My glory is not in a normal realm. Realities and revelation must come for you to tap into my glory. So listen, pay attention. This is another realm you're about to go into. Life will be more easier to you. Answers will be more swifter to you. Joy will be more flourishing in your life, because there's a glory realm you can stay in at all times. Let nothing substitute my place, because in my glory is real joy, real peace, real revelation in my glory. So yield to the efforts of getting closer and closer to me, that I can reveal that I am the Father of glory, Jesus is the King of glory, and you are a son of glory. My glory is in you. I place my glory in you when my son died. So yield and tap kosata, and there's time you can walk in that glory world, light as a feather, knowing that this world is not your home. Never have to worry about the end of this life, because you'll walk in the realm of eternal life. So keep seeking my face. My glory will pour out. My glory will fall. My glory will reveal itself in this place, all over Dallas, all over Ascension Parish, all over Louisiana. I will pour my glory out. Men in cars driving by, driving down any street in Louisiana will sense my glory has invaded Louisiana. So keep praying, keep seeking my face. Don't be discouraged. Just one taste. Once you taste my glory one time, you'll never be the same. You'll never be the same person. You won't pray the same. You won't talk the same. You won't walk the same. You'll be a different person, but you must taste my glory in its fullness. When you do, your life will be in another place. Not just a feeling, it's a dealing. See, the glory will deal with you. If you have any infirmities, if you have anything that needs to be corrected or directed or protected, when the glory comes, he comes to deal with that. Because you heard we say that God is the Father of glory, Jesus is the King of glory. And when I was praying, he reminded me, I said, is that in the Bible? He said, yeah, you're all the sons of glory. I made you all the sons of glory. So we have a right to glory, but we can't be regular. Regular Christians will never see the glory of God. They never experience the glory of God. They will never know that they are part of the glory of God. And the glory of God is all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, all that God ever been, all that God would ever be. That's the glory of God. That's a whole lot in that statement, because he's everything. And the earth is his. He's read the psalm. The earth belongs to him. The people belong to him. The gold belong to him. The silver belong to him. All power, the kingdom belong to him. You see? For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. That's what Jesus was in his prayer. And we have to understand that and realize that. And as it becomes real, so as you're working in your office, and as you're preparing for camp meeting, we're doing a lot of outside stuff, which needs to be done. But for the glory to really manifest, some inside stuff will have to be done. And you're going to pause sometime and think about it. Think about the glory of God. Think about the presence of God. If you do that, you can saturate the atmosphere around this church, these offices, these different places, with the glory of God, and it just be a matter of time. You know, the glory will come in your office. God will come sitting there in His glory. But dullness cannot routine duties. All y'all got great potential because you got hearts. Your hearts are right, but it don't. It's not on the surface. I'll tell you right now, not on the surface, and not in your regular praying or your regular reading. It's a hunger. You have to hunger and thirst for His glory. Everybody who see me as an odd man, they odd. Yeah, you see that? See, God taught me that many years ago. He said, you not odd, they odd. See, sometimes when a person pursue God, people see him as odd, they're different. No, that's the way you should be. So think about that. It'll serve you well. All right, y'all got it. I think y'all got it working.